Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Don't Blame Me. Woo-hoo-hoo.
I like
what'd you say?
I like that. Yeah, same wavelength.
Watch out, Pitch Perfect. We're coming for you. We're bitch perfect. I hate myself, but at the same time, I don't.
I absolutely love that.
I did love it too. Hello, everybody. My name is Megan. Welcome to Don't Blame Me. I am joined by my co-host and producer, Melissa.
Hello.
And together, we make up M&M, an advice podcast where you call in, you leave us voicemails, and then we listen to them and we give you advice. And, you know, despite how great our advice is, this might come as a shock to you, but neither of us are licensed, therapists.
Anything.
Or...
Oh,
I'm not licensed.
I'm a licensed Zumba instructor.
I've got a license to kill. Does that mean that you like are a legal gun owner or something? Like, what does a license to kill mean?
Isn't that a cop movie?
But it's like a phrase.
I know, but I think it's because of that movie.
Oh, it's a reference. Well, yeah. ACAP. So
I don't know. Awkward. I'm going to look it up because this might be all lies.
If you want to call in to an upcoming episode, you can leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can send us an audio message at meganpodcast@gmail.com. We don't ask, we demand, because you will get cut off. You got to keep that voicemail and voice note under 3 minutes long. And that might not seem like a long, guys, that's a very long time. Mm-hmm. And to make you best use of that time, write down what you want to say. And that will help you figure out, you can, you know, practice the timing, how long it takes you to say everything. But then it also will help you, you know, get rid of any unnecessary details, add the stuff that we need to know in. And you need to be 18 or older or have your parents' permission before you call in. And License to Kill, what does it mean?
It is a reference to the 1989 James Bond. It is the title of that James Bond, License to Kill. So, I mean, close.
So did James Bond have a license?
Because he's an MI6 agent. So, yes, he did.
So, but that's his license, right? That's what, if we were going to break it down.
He's a spy, so therefore, because he's a spy, he can kill people, so he has a license to kill.
Okay. So I don't have that, guys, but hey, I'm working on it.
You becoming a spy. You could never be a spy. You talk too much to be a spy.
Well, no, that's not the issue. The issue is that I'm not good at doing things without getting accurate credit and praise.
And so spies I would have not to be secretive, too.
Discreet, I don't know her. Not because I can't be. I don't want to be. I don't want to be like, no one even knew it was me. Like, that's if like I ever murdered someone, I would definitely go to jail because there's no way I could, like, I would be that, you know, serial killer in all the movies where they're like, we're going to deliver the profile and we're going to say that we found the guy or whatever, but we're going to say the wrong things or whatever. And I'm going to be like, no, hello, I get credit.
Oh my gosh.
Well, what's new with you? How are you?
I'm good, you know, still directing shit, still producing shit, still waiting for democracy to happen.
Democracy? I'm unfamiliar. What is
Who
that?
Is she?
Who is she? I don't know her. No. In the words of Mariah Carey, I don't know her.
I don't know her.
Anything else? Or no, should
what
we,
about you?
What's new with me? Yeah. You know. Chilling in Colorado still. Still very unsure about, we're recording this on January 8th. So the ICUs are still at zero capacity. I mean, at 100%, they're at full capacity. Mm-hmm. They're zero openings. And we are not going to be traveling back to LA until it is safer to do so. So just hanging out here, doing nothing really, doing a lot of puzzles, playing mm-hmm. with the baby. He's so cute. He's fully walking now. I'm obsessed with him. Thankfully he's obsessed with me too. He will grow out of it though eventually, which it will break my heart.
I don't know. I don't think it necessarily will happen because my nieces and nephews still are at the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially okay. The big one. When she's 13, yeah, 14.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my whole dream is that, like, he's into everything that I'm into. So then so naturally I've been playing him, like, Taylor Swift. Mm. And I tried to find a non-explicit censored version of Trixie and Katya. And I tried to, like, you know, I'm like, come on.
Does it exist?
It was a TikTok. Okay. That's basically the amount of content I was able to get. But yeah, so hopefully.
Yeah,
hopefully
even
you
the
always...
boy is the big boy is now 11 and we still like he still texts me and we talk
okay,
about.
Good.
You got to find that one thing that like you still have in common. And like, you know, I play my little Marvel Strike Force video game. And so and Among Us. And so like he wants to do those things, too. So, you know.
Sam, I'm just hoping he doesn't. Right now, he likes bugs. And I'm hoping that that's not like the permanent thing, because like I'm not a bug person. So
I kill him.
I would have to learn.
As soon as I see him, I kill him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not into it. So we pre-record our updates. I mean, we don't pre-record. We record our updates like usually before we start recording the full episode. And this one ran a little bit long. And we debated cutting it down and just doing, you know, our normal episode where we have like as many calls as we have and then, you know, the updates at the start. But this is like so much. It's I don't want to say juicy.
It's layered.
It's someone's life.
Yeah, it's very layered.
And there's like a lot that we I don't think we necessarily harped on anything like over and over and over again. We just like learned more stuff like as the whole call went on. And this is also a call that got a lot of feedback from listeners who like were shook, including, you know, Cammy, who fucking texted me about this call specifically. So we really want to give it its like due airtime. Mm-hmm. So we are going to answer some calls and then we're going to get into the update. And the update is going to be like the whole second half of the show. So please enjoy and stay tuned. I think you guys are going to be, I think you'll be as shook. And please, please, if you're normally an audio listener and you don't watch the videos, go on Patreon and watch the video, because my face when I found out what this call, like what her original call was, I was I can't even. Mm-mm. Like, it's just, our faces are priceless. This might be one of the best facial episodes.
Yeah. This is the episode where we get facials.
And if we want to monetize it, this is the episode where we give face. Okay, should we get into our calls?
Yeah.
Hi. So I am calling because I have been with my boyfriend for 6 years and we started dating in high school. I am 100% positive that he is my forever person, but I can't help but to think about what I could be missing right now in college. I have friends going out to parties and dancing with guys and hooking up with a variety of people. And I, not right now, obviously, because of the pandemic, but they're all living this life where they're able to talk to multiple people and they kind of are discovering themselves slowly but surely. And I feel like I'm kind of stuck because I love my boyfriend more than anything and I want to be with him for the rest of my life. And I know if I bring this up, it could be the end of our relationship, even though I know I want to be with him for the rest of my life. So I'm not really sure what to do, because how does one talk about wanting to have more experiences before we get engaged or get married? Because I know he's my forever person, but I also know I can lose him by having these thoughts or ideas or, yeah.
I'm curious what you're going to have to say about this, because I mean, neither of us can necessarily like relate to this specific situation, but making sure that I had everything out of my system before Mats and I even, not even everything out of my system. Yeah. But like before Mats and I even started dating, because like I had to get like, every guy that I like had kind of been backburnering. I was like, I'm someone, if I'm either dating nobody or I'm dating like multiple people. Like, I'm like, if I'm just dating, I'm not in a relationship. So that's what I did with Mats. Like, I was talking to so many people right at the start, just because I was like, I need to make sure that I'm not just, I don't want to say settling, but like, I want to make sure that like, I'm not so into him just because he's the only person that I'm talking to. And like, this is like what it, like, I need something to compare it to. So I personally think if you are feeling like you want to have, like, explore other things and you're feeling kind of like you're missing out on being single, I think that that's a sign that you need to do that. And I don't even, I'm not going to say that I think that's a sign that he's not your forever person, but it's a sign that he, your forever is not starting right now. Like, you're not ready for that to start right now. And there's a huge difference, because I think about it all the fucking time of like, oh my God, how weird is it that like, I'm not going to like date anybody else most likely ever in my life. Like, how weird is that? Like, I think about it in like the sense of like, wow, that's so weird. Mm-hmm. But it's not in like a longing, I feel like I'm missing out, or I wish I was like, I wish I was like my friends who were single, or I feel jealous of their experiences. And you're also equating so much of their personal growth with this experiences. And that's true. I do think that there is a lot of like growth we do when we are like single, especially like as a young adult. And I don't think that you need to deprive yourself of that because you're trying to salvage your relationship by not talking to your partner about this, because I don't think that not talking about it will make it go away.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think So you have been dating him since you were somewhere in between the age of 12 and 16, like since then. And those are both very, like, wherever you started, those are all just like really in-depth, like, parts of your, like, you're coming of age, like, you're still, even in college, like, these are all times where you're still, like, trying to figure out who you are, who you want to be, what you're going to do with your future. And you haven't experienced that. You haven't experienced any, you've experienced all this with the same person. You haven't had time to grow outside of your relationship because you've been with one person. And like with you, Megan, yes, you and Mats have been like together and he's like here forever and you don't think you're going to be dating anybody else in the future, but you've also lived and been with several other people. Mm-hmm. And this gal has it. Like that was before Mats. And then like,
yeah,
at this point, she hasn't been with anyone else, period. I think that before you get engaged or whatever you want to do, I think you guys probably should take a break. I think that you, there's outside of your relationship, you need time to, even if you just take a break and you're not even together, like you take a break just to see who you are outside of relationship and then see who you are like with other people. Because if you're having these doubts, you're going to continue if you stay in the relationship without figuring things out outside, you're going to continue having these doubts. And if this is your forever person, is that really something that you want to live with for the rest of your life without discovering what else is out there? Because you're always going to be comparing him to other people. And those other people, they're probably not going to live up to what you expect, but at least you know.
Yeah. Well, because it might even be like, you guys take a break, you see other people and it's like, oh, the grass was greener on the other side. Mm-hmm. But like you're saying, you would only know, you'll only know that if you do that.
Yeah.
You won't know any other way. And it's not going to like go away or be any less. Like I know people who like were very seriously dating, broke up, took a break, got back together, end up together. Like it's not something that needs. And I think if you're so afraid that this will be the downfall of your relationship, then that in itself is not the relationship mm-hmm. for you. Like if you're so, I know for a fact, if I told Mats I needed a year break and I want to just get back, he would be like, okay, we'll do that. Like there, you need to be secure in a relationship to know that like saying what you want and saying what you feel and what you need is not going to make you lose somebody else. And also, if it will make you lose them, then you can't change how you feel to accommodate that because this is how you feel. Like you need to honor how you feel. He needs to honor how you feel. And like you said, it's these like formidable ages that you're growing up with and you don't know yourself without him. And if you don't want to have these feelings on your wedding day mm-hmm. or a year into a marriage or once you've got kids.
And like, then it like gets to a snapping point and then all of this pent up guilt that you have is just going to ruin everything.
Yeah. And also it will ruin your relationship. Mm-hmm. Like it won't even just be like a thing that you're keeping inside. Like it will make you resent your partner. It mm-hmm. will make all of these other things happen. And you need to honor those feelings because it's such a valid thing. Like you guys have been together for so long. And it doesn't mean that this has to be the end, but for him, if it has to be the end, then you have to respect that. But you can't just like withhold this information for him
yeah.
because you don't want him to know. So then he will stay.
And chances are he's probably having the same thoughts.
I was going to say that too. This has crossed his mind at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's inevitable. I think regardless of your age, but especially because you guys have been together for so long and like you're in college and all of that kind of stuff, like it comes up.
Yeah.
I think take a break.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you have to establish the terms of your break, unlike Ross and Rachel. We just watched that episode. We were on a break. My favorite quote from that one is he was like, I fell asleep. And she goes, you fell asleep? asleep. So good. Should we go on to the next?
Yeah.
Hi, Megan and Melissa. I hope you all are doing well and staying safe in this holiday season. I am 21 years old. I am a Pisces, but I can take it if you guys want to go hard on me. I have a situation, I guess, that I'm in, and it's mostly just me trying to figure something out for myself. I have been with my boyfriend for almost 7 months. It's very great. I love him a lot. He owns a house. He's 23 and he's a Leo. So very conflicting astrology signs there. He owns a home in the city that I live in and where I am going to college. I currently live with one other person, one of my good friends. We have been roommates for almost 2 years now in an apartment very close to my college campus. I graduate in May of 2021, and then I will go on to get a teaching job since I am an education major. My question and what I am hoping to get some advice on is whether or not I should move in with my boyfriend in May when my lease is up with my roommate. And before I scare you guys with us only being together for 7 months, a little background about my mental health these past couple of months, and actually really this past year, is necessary. I went through an extreme depressive episode around April during COVID. It was the first time that I ever considered ending my life. And I also, in the process, have not been able to sleep on my own since then. I get really anxious and nervous about being alone, either in my apartment or in my boyfriend's house, and my mind goes and races to all these conclusions. So for the past few months, it has been me and my roommate comparing when we're going to be at the apartment so that when I'm there, she's there. And if she's not there, then I go over to my boyfriend. Because of that, I don't really have an interest in getting my own place by myself when I get a real job. But I also don't see the current apartment that I'm living in as my home when I have a real job. And I'm over at my boyfriend's house a lot. So I guess that's a little bit of background. Just let me know what you think about the whole situation by then. In May, it will be a year that me and my boyfriend have been together. We've known each other for much longer. We just recently connected again. So yeah, if you think this is completely stupid, please let me know. If you think that this may be a good idea, also let me know. I really love listening to your podcast. I've been listening for a couple of years now, and I love the advice you give. So I'm just hoping to get some of my own.
This is layered, much like an onion.
Yeah.
I mean, our usual go-to is don't move in with someone like until you've been together for over a year, because like a year, I think a year is when you really get to know someone. But we are in a very different world right now. So I think people have been getting to know each other, like especially dating wise. Every relationship that I know of someone, it's all moving faster. All of it's moving faster. You're either breaking up or you're getting married. Like that's pretty much what's happening. But I don't know. You didn't specifically say your history with him, just that you guys were like friends before. You knew each other for a time period before. Which also is Mats and I. And the thing I would say is I think I totally relate to like, I'm not someone who like wants to live alone, wants to sleep alone, like at all. Like I very much get that for mental health reasons. The one thing, I don't know if you're in therapy, because if you are, I would definitely talk to a therapist about this, is it's weighing while that is some living with him could alleviate, some mental health concerns that you have, like of being like being alone, that's something that would really help you. If you guys break up and you're living together, what does that do for your mental health? Like you have to think about it on both, with both ways that it could go. Mm-hmm. So there is some things that like we do that like could like risk versus reward kind of thing. And I think it's acknowledging that, I understand if like this has been like your college apartment for all this time, that like you want, I think it's like psychologically, I think it makes a lot of sense that like when you have a job, you want to be in like a new space. But I don't know if you ever considered you and this roommate that you have now that you've lived with, you and her moving into a new apartment together, like leaving this current apartment and like saying goodbye to the college life and starting fresh in this like new place.
Yeah, that was going to be my suggestion too.
Cause I also think that like, if you're coordinating, you don't even like being your boyfriend's place alone and you don't like being your apartment alone. There is a level of like, is it kind of just going to be the same? Like, is when your boyfriend not home, are you just going to go hang out at your friend's house? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So like that kind of thing. I think moving in with someone over like necessity, but
it's a in dependency. The sense that it's,
yeah, I think that to me, that scares me in the sense that it's relying a lot on circumstances that mm-hmm. are kind of out of your control mm-hmm. versus a friendship or like having a roommate or something that like there's not like a romantic obligation aspect there. So mm-hmm. like, yeah, so that can be a lot more secure, like secure and stable. And so I think it's just about looking at it from risk and reward. And like, while I do think that I can totally see why this would really benefit, what if it blows up in your face? Do you know what I mean? And then you have to move yeah. out. And like, that's a lot emotionally, mental health wise to kind of deal with. But at the same time, if you're like, no, I'd be okay. Like that, I'm okay with this potentially not working out. That's a conversation all my friends and I have had like before moving in together, like with like boyfriends or whatever. Like I was asking my friends, like, what happens if it doesn't work out? And she goes, we break up and we've already talked about it. I'm going to get the apartment. He'd move out. And yeah. I was like, okay.
And in this case, he owns a house. So she's going to be moving in and moving yeah. out regardless. Maybe this might seem a little unconventional. If you're still worried about like moving in with him, what if I don't know how big his house is, but what if you have like your own room in his house? That's like your own bedroom. And then like when you guys want to, and you treat it like, you know, he's your roommate. And then when you guys want to spend time together, then you like, quote unquote, go over to his place and aww. Then go to his room.
That's cute.
Or he comes to your room, whatever. You can switch it up.
Yeah.
He comes to your place, she comes to you. Yeah, you know.
What I thought you were going to suggest, which I think is also not a horrible idea too, is like, if he's got a house that he presumably lives in alone, would he also be open to like, what, like you guys move it? I mean, to be fair, it would have to be a pretty big house because usually three wouldn't work. It would need to be four, but like, what if your roommate now moved in there? Like, does he have a guest house? Like, in that she do it like in a way that it kind of makes it more like roommates versus like romantic. Mm-hmm. But I will also say, I think if it's just about like the space and like wanting a change of space, there are a lot of other ways to do that versus then just moving in with him. Like, and even if it's not the roommate that you've had now, like having another roommate mm-hmm. moving in together, and then like, yeah, you spend almost every night there at his place still, but then you're banking these hours of this relationship and this time that you've been together that it can be more stable and sturdy. Like, I moved upstairs. Moss and I started dating in, I don't know what year it was, but October. And I moved into a new place in January. And we'd been friends forever. He was already spending the night almost every night and all of that kind of stuff. And his lease was up on his apartment right around the same time, and him and his roommates were moving, and like, it was a conversation. We'd been together for like, I don't know, 4 months or something like that. And it was like, okay, well, I'm already spending all this. And I was like, nah, I'm not doing that. Like, let's not move in. Like, and to be fair, he fucking moved into this apartment, never even unloaded, never slept in there once. Not once. Spent a whole year paying rent at a place that he like would go back at. But like, I'm glad that we did mm-hmm. that, because by the time we moved in together, even though like looking back on it, I'm like, okay, in theory, looking back on it, if he moved in with me, everything would have, I don't know that though.
You don't know.
I don't know that
because
though. It made me feel more comfortable.
Yeah. You still have that other like lifeline that's out there just in case it does. It didn't work out. It did, but just in case. Because what if it didn't and he was on your lease and then he's you guys have to decide what's going to happen.
Yeah. And I think like in theory, it could have felt very romantic and like sweet and fun and like all of that kind of stuff. But like I have no regrets looking back on it now at all. And neither does he. Like there was like a nice kind of like it was like a cushion. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't give him a key to my apartment until that like spring because I was shooting Freakish and he was spending the night every night. And so like he would get there before me. And so that's when I gave him a key. But like all of that kind of stuff, like I really took it at the pace of which I was comfortable with and kind of like I was overly cautious about all of it. But it made it by the time that we did move in together, we were like really excited and like really ready. And we didn't have any sort of nerves or like any sort of like, oh, well, what if this doesn't blah, blah, blah work out? Because there's a very big difference from practically living together to living together. Yeah. And I think the only thing that really can help is just time. Because I do think once you hit 1 year, like the first year of your relationship is like training wheels. You're like, you're probably not farting for the first like 6 months, 3 months. Like you're still getting to that comfort. And then like the next couple of years is when you really are really, really, really getting to know each other, even if you were friends before. And I think it's just smarter. And maybe it's a month to month lease, you know, maybe you don't have like a full blown 1 year that you wait. So then it's like, oh, we've been dating for 2 years before we move in together. But yeah.
Yeah. Just some thoughts. Think about it and decide what's best for you.
Yeah. And you know what's best for you. I don't think there's anything. I think that the best I would talk to, if you have a therapist, I would definitely talk to your therapist about this. And if you decide to move in together, I think you need to have a like mental health kind of plan. That involves a friend, not him. So if like something happens or something goes awry or like you guys get in a fight or something, and I don't necessarily know what triggers like your like depression or any of like suicidal ideation or anything like that. But if there's being able to have a support system that exists outside of that house and outside of that relationship and making sure that those people are clued in once you guys move in together, because it can be pretty isolating once you move in with a partner that you don't want to have that be like that sole responsibility of not him, but like of you guys as a couple. But best of luck. Let us know what you decide to do. And good luck on your all of the finishing school, becoming a teacher. Okay. Should we get into our last call?
Sure.
Hi, Megan, Melissa, and potential guest. I'm calling because I just don't know what to do right now. So I'm 22 years old in my last semester of college, as it turns out, and my mom kicked my dad out of the house last night because he was stupid enough to give personal information to someone who is for sure catfishing him. He sent them naked photos of himself and gave them his banking information, which is shared with my mom, gave him our home address, gave this person on the phone pins to the bank account and everything. And we live in a state that is a no-fault divorce state. My mom's disabled, and we can't afford to be without him, but we can't be with him either because he's put us in a really dangerous place. And I know this isn't a lot of details and it's probably not making a lot of sense, but I just don't know what to do, and I'm kind of freaking out a bit because I still live at home because I'm in school and we don't know what we can do. So any advice you have on this, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
I mean, since all this happened, and I'm sure it happened, I just want to make sure that you guys like closed all the bank accounts and changed the pins and whatever you need to do to secure whatever's left of the finances. But it seemed like all of it got blown and you can't even like file fraud because he gave them access to it.
What a fucking horrible dude. What stupid. Sorry if you are not, I shouldn't be mean to your dad, but like,
I mean, he
oh my god
done a lot of terrible things. sending naked pictures. Like, he cheated on her mom and then got swindled. I don't know.
He's stupid.
Maybe talk.
A fucking idiot. I don't know.
Maybe the first thing is just to talk to a lawyer and see if you have any type of right. I think that might be the thing to do.
If I think you're right. I think that is it.
Maybe because I'm not a lawyer at all. And so no actual lawyer get on me for giving any legal advice because I'm not. I'm giving an opinion. Maybe because the person lied about who they are, if they can say that it's fraud. Maybe.
It does reference that there like are other avenues of like legal action that you can take that are just, it's just not in like the divorce specifically. Mm-hmm. So I think that like knowing all of the information, get like having a consultation from a lawyer would be, I think would be probably really helpful. Also, because if it's a joint, I think it also would also, it would rely a lot on like technicalities. Mm-hmm. Like if it was a joint account and you didn't authorize it and one party did, like, is there ways to still claim fraud or like mishandlement of money? Or like, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like certain stuff like that. I would, yeah, I think talking to a lawyer and then sitting down with your mom and having a conversation with her about like what she needs from you and what you can do in like a day to day kind of thing. Because like, yeah, she's been put in a real, both of you have been put in a really horrible, horrible position. And supporting her and with what she wants to do with like you guys obviously making these decisions together, but being able to be there for her just on an emotional level too, because like sometimes there are things that we can't fix, but it can be hard when we want to fix them like desperately. And I think simultaneously while talking to a lawyer, also just, you know, being there like emotionally for her with going through all of this, because that's hell.
Yeah. This is awful. What your dad did is awful. And you and your mom have the right to feel the way that you feel.
And maybe have a conversation with your dad too and be like, this is, this what you did is deplorable, and like tug on the heartstrings and be like, we like maybe writing up a contract with a lawyer of we're going to get divorced, but he is going to agree to pay X amount of money
because he took all the money's gone. Like, so it's whatever he's making in the future. And so she has nothing. Your mom has nothing to fall back on, nothing to support her, because he was scammed and he allowed himself to be scammed through cheating on your mom. Like, there's two things that happen here.
Yeah. Ugh. We're going to go to a break. And then after that, we have our update.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you.
That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black, and this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is
your first book $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS.
Thank you, caller, for being here. And so your call was in season 7, episode 2, correct? And you were the person who your mom thinks that you're in love with your sister's husband. And you want
shut the
him
fuck. That's you, bitch. Stop.
That's me.
Stop. I hope you know me and Cammie Crawford had a whole text call. She was listening to the episode being like, I'm losing my shit over this call. And I was like, oh, I know we did. And she was very, very much not okay with the situation. So I'm very excited to let her know after we're done that we get an update. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay. So share a little bit and tell us what happened.
Okay, so basically it was my brother's wife's birthday last year. It was far away, so it was like an hour and a half drive. I went with my sister and her husband instead of going with my parents. And basically I spent the evening with them. My parents met us there, and I don't know, apparently I was like with him talking too much. My mom, because I think one thing you guys like misunderstood was that you thought she was making fun of me or like joking, but she was full on like serious and angry, because she was like, no, this is wrong, what you're doing is wrong, this crush that you have, which I don't have, is wrong. And like she didn't want, you know, she didn't want, like she didn't believe what I was saying, and she was just like, oh, this is wrong, you need to stop. I'm like, what am I doing? And then I like basically I had a full meltdown. Like I called my best friend crying, and she's like, "What's happening?" And I was like, "I don't know." And it was a mess. It was a mess. And then we never talked about it. So yeah,
you never talked about it.
No, I mean afterwards, that night was like intense, and she was like, "I'm going to tell your sister this is wrong," and I was like. And then afterwards, I told my sister, that was before COVID. Mm-hmm. I used to go to school. I had evening classes just one day, and I was like, she was pregnant at the time. I would go by.
And she was wanted to tell your sister, and your sister's pregnant?
Yeah, she was pregnant at the time. But we didn't know. At the birthday, we didn't know. We found out a little bit later. I would go to my sister and spend the afternoon there. And eventually, I told her, I was like, listen, that night, because my sister is very, she's very, like she wants to know everything, and she knew something was wrong, so she kept bugging me, she's like, what happened, mm-hmm. And so, like, I told her, and she understood, she's like, okay, and then I really, because my fear for all of this is that they would believe it, that
yeah.
They would think it's true, so I was like, just so you know, it's not true. At all. And then I told her that I freaked out because I didn't know what to do, and I just had this moment. So yeah. And then fast forward to now, I needed help for my class. I asked him for help a little bit, but he's a pharmacist. He's like in the process of buying the pharmacy. So he was like really busy. Plus the baby was born. So he was also very, very busy. So I ended up there was this one girl who's offering like tutoring for really cheap. So I ended up like doing that. I passed the class.
Congratulations.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. It was form one. I have form two to go through this semester, but I passed it. So.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where we're at.
Well, I'm glad you talked to you like went to your sister and talked to her and head on about it, because I don't know if you have on headphones. I know that she's near, but your mom's being ridiculous.
Yeah. What was your sister's reaction? Like, did she, cause I know that like sometimes when these things happen, like we can catastrophize. Is that the word for it? Like, or you like thinking that like, I would have been in the exact same boat, like worrying that that's what she was going to believe that. So like, was there any sort of hesitation there, or like, was she like automatically like, yeah, no, of course you don't have feelings for him. Like, I know that.
She knew, like she knew what it was about. Like when I told her, she was like, oh yeah, makes sense. Cause
how did she
on that
know?
Night.
Okay.
Well, yeah. On that night she went
and talk to me, because on that night she wanted to know what was happening. She came, it was one of those moments where I stopped crying for a little bit. She came and she's like, "What's happening?" I was like, "I can't tell you." And she's like, "I tried asking dad, but dad doesn't want to say anything." And my dad's an Aquarius, by the way, so he's very like, "I don't want to be involved in this."
Oh, I don't know what that means.
So yeah, she wanted to know, and I was like, and then he came and he sat, because we were sitting at a table, and he came and I was like, "Nope." And then I left, started crying, called my best friend again. So she knew something was up. She was like, "Okay, that makes sense." But and she took it well, but I don't know, you know, like, we're not, we're close, but we're not close enough for me to know, like, if she's really okay or if she's, like,
yeah,
a little, you know, I don't know. So.
And your brother-in-law's, like, 38, right? That's what you said?
Like, mid-30s.
Yeah.
Mid-30s,
yeah. And I know that you're an adult, but people at home aren't seeing you. You look really young. And yeah. People, like...
I look like a 15-year-old. I am aware.
I would go even 12. But
you look, and Melissa can say that because Melissa also has always looked very young. But like, so like, that's the thing that like is so, I think is so wild about this. Like now having a face to the voice of this is that like, if he was into you, there would be so many more issues at play.
Which we like, know he's not.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We know he's not, like, completely. But, like, even in the fact that, like, having your mom, like, suggest that or, like, anything, like, not only puts you, obviously puts you specifically in a horrible situation, but, like, also for, like, him, like, not only is this his sister-in-law, but, like, you look very young for your age. That, like, that's essentially, like, that's sus as fuck. Yeah. Like, sus as fuck. And I cannot believe that your mom was, like, not... Yeah, because we did assume it was kind of more in like a nagging, I guess nagging is like romantic, but like in a nagging kind of like pestering, like light, not lighthearted, but like hurting your feelings with a smile kind of way versus like overtly like concerned and like very serious, because that's like, you know, you're wearing headphones and like not to like put things in your head or whatever, but like, but that's so gaslighting to like, because then that makes you question like, do I feel this way? Like someone is so, she's not making it a joke. So you can't brush it off like a joke. She's making it like this very serious thing. And then it makes you feel like, oh my God, this is a very serious thing that I have to address. And then it just makes you question like, how am I acting? Mm-hmm. Am I acting in a way that's like doing this? Like, am I like, what am I, when it's not you, like that, like that's just... So, like, did she have a sister who, like, was in love with, like, her ex-husband or something? Like, is there, like, something? How do you get there as a parent?
I don't, to, like, honestly. But it's not the first time. Like, it's...
Yeah, you
it's
mentioned that before,
time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was really bad this time because, like, usually it's a little comment. Like, she's like, careful. Or, like, don't do this. And I, like... I'm always like, oh, whatever. And I rush it off. But like this time, she pulled me aside in the back.
At a birthday party. And, like,
yeah. Of course you cried. Like, of course you fucking cried.
It feels like she's projecting something. And I don't know where it's coming from. But it feels like she's projecting something that has happened in her past onto you.
Or even if she did that. Mm-hmm. Like if she had feelings for someone, like a friend's... a partner or something like that, that like she got burned and like it didn't work out. And so now, as opposed to like just telling you a story about that and like teaching you a lesson in that way, she's just trying to like impose like her own story onto your life when it's not there. Like she's just like Melissa, she's like fully just projecting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know where it like, I really don't know. I mean, her and my dad have like a pretty big age difference, but I don't know. I don't know. But it's not just with him though. Like, I right now it doesn't happen because if we don't see anybody,
you're stuck inside. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So like, I mean, I saw my sister a few times, but it was guidelines approved. but it used to happen a lot. And then I don't know, I just, cause like, Yeah, she thought my brother once. She made a comment like that.
Your brother?
Yeah, my brother.
You having feelings for your brother?
Yeah.
That's not okay.
But it wasn't. Yeah. But
like your biological brother.
Well, okay, so just for reference, my dad had two kids. Had two boys.
Yeah.
And with one lady, had my sister with another lady, and then me with my mom.
Okay.
So your half brother.
But my it's still your brother. Yeah, it's not your brother by marriage. Yeah, like it's still your blood-related brother.
Exactly. And he's like very old. Well, 30, not very old, but I mean like compared. I'm not
No, I have a half brother and I am just
and he's
nauseous.
So much older than you.
He's so much older than me. He's like, I don't know, in his 40s, maybe his 50s now. Like we have more than a 20 year age
gap. Like you're
gap.
Closer like, in age to his kids.
Yes, his kids are closer in age than to me. So like, I'm now, oh my God.
Yeah. And like, I try, so me, I'm a very, I'm not a touchy person at all. Like everybody's in my family's like, hugs. And I'm like, oh, I'm good. And my, this brother specifically, he's like very touchy and he gives me hugs all the time. And my sister too, like everybody. But I don't know. And like, we gave a hug and then my mom was like, she was like, huh, careful. And I was like, oh my God. Okay, I just brush it off.
But does your mom have siblings?
Yeah, she does. She does.
Does she have a brother?
She has two brothers and a sister. So I don't know.
Not to put that in your head, but like, there is something going on here because like, this was outlandish when it was like when we thought she was talking about just your brother-in-law and she was doing it in a joking, mm-hmm. like being mean to hurting your feelings, but like not like a necessarily like concerned kind of thing, but like we've got concerned and we have her making comments about your half brother, which yeah. I'm assuming if your brother's a like older, you've not, he's been your brother your whole life, right? Like that's, mm-hmm. he's been, yeah.
Like,
so that but, to me, mm-hmm. he's your brother. Like he's your brother, regardless of like who his
mother,
regardless of who his mom is, mm-hmm. because like since you've been born and you've existed on this earth, like that man has been your brother. Like, do you and your mom have any other like relationship issue? Like, wise? Like, do you guys? Would you say that this is like obviously this imposes on every aspect of your relationship, like with her, but like. Are there other parts that you guys like struggle with, like other different, you don't have to be specific, but I'm just curious if like, this is like the one thing that you guys constantly are going over, or if you guys have more of a strained relationship, even if it's just on your end and she has no idea.
Mm-hmm. No, here's the thing. Not at all. We're like, me and my mom are like so close. Very, very, very close. Like I'm way closer to my mom than I am to my dad. And that's why it hurts more.
Yeah.
Because we're like super close and we talk all the time and we're like, I don't know, we're always really, really close. But then whenever there's other family members around or my brothers are there or my sister is there, we're at a family gathering, it kind of changes. And like, I don't know, I have to be careful of like how I act and whatnot. So yeah, that's, I think that's why that day it affected me so much.
Yeah, and then you've got all that like, family there that, and you're already like on guard as it is. Huh. Yikes.
Do you ever feel like, and this is me therapizing her, but you had said that all of your siblings have different moms. Do you ever feel like she kind of treats this as like you guys are on a team, like it's you and her together and like, not that it's like then everybody else is involved or whatever, but like, do you feel like she really,
it's like she's trying to protect you from being close to them.
Yeah, she's really tethered to you, mm-hmm. specifically, and your relationship with her is different, intentionally different. She's having her controlling her relationship with you in the sense that she doesn't want you to have that closeness with anyone else in the family because she feels like you are her tether to the family. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I know that my sister, when my mom started dating my dad and she got pregnant with me, my sister and her had a really big falling out. And my sister actually went to live with her grandma in Venezuela. when she was 14. And then she came back. She came back to Canada a couple of years ago, but up until then, she wasn't living with us. And I was only talking to her like on the phone. But I think when I was 2 years old, she went to live with her grandma in Venezuela. So, like, I didn't really grow up with her. And then I know that her and my mom right now, they're okay. But I know that they had a big falling out. I'm not sure what it is exactly, but so maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. It does seem like she's... regardless of like how close you are, like people who like love us and care about us, and they can be like really great people, but like project their own issues like onto us and our relationships. Like it just happens. And it does seem like she is somewhat viewing you as simultaneously like kind of a pawn in like a bigger game orchestrated with this whole family, but then also kind of as an extension of herself in a way. Mm-hmm. So I would honestly suggest, because you guys are close, I think that like having a conversation with her and being like, hey, mom, I like love you so much. This theme that has kind of happened through the course of my life makes me feel really uncomfortable and like makes me like it's giving me not to like I'm not saying like if it was me, I'd be like, this is giving me anxiety in the sense that like I have like I'm on guard and on high alert when I'm around my family because I'm like second guessing everything I'm doing, not because like I'm thinking that I'm doing something, is because like I have your voice in my head that like is baseless. Like all of this is so baseless and I want to get to the bottom of this. Like, can we go talk to like a therapist mm-hmm. together to kind of figure this out? Because like, this is so like you are not anyone. It would be so above their head in this situation because this is like prime. This is like what therapists are exist for, because like what she's doing is not logical. And it 100% stems from whether it's her own life or her own it's just on her. And so there's nothing that anyone can really do besides like a professional to kind of like unpack that, because who knows if she's even really aware why she's doing it or anything like that. That like sometimes we try and protect people from doing things that we've done so much because we haven't processed the stuff that we've done. So like whether like regard, like if she's had something similar with a friend or a family member, or even if it was along the lines of like, this is like unresolved issues that she had when her and your dad got together, and like whether like if there was some infidelity with his like previous like partner, your sister's mom, or like if there was anything like that where she becomes like on high alert for like the quote unquote other woman, because like maybe she was that, or maybe like there was another person who tried to infiltrate her relationship. And like it could honestly, all of it could literally predate your dad and this whole family. It could be something from so much like farther back mm-hmm. and all of that. So I think that that's something that's going to be like so crucial in this, because like this is so not fair to you. And like there is, you can't just like internalize this and just kind of go on, because the issue of it is like you've said before, this was the time that it got like the most serious. I'm pulling you aside at a party. It's concerning. Like, it's no longer those little comments. Like, it's escalating regardless of the fact that you've been adjusting your behavior to prepare for how she's going to react. And all that shows is that it's not at the same speed. Yeah. Like, how she's increasing all of like this, whether it's like paranoia or her response to it, you haven't been able to catch up to like get ahead of those things, because you're not it, and you shouldn't be expected to. Like, that's something that she needs to figure the fuck out. And I think going to therapy together would be crucial, because it's directly affecting your life. Mm-hmm. And I think a therapist would be able to help so much, because this is like not, I say this with love, this is like so not normal.
Yeah. And you shouldn't feel obligated to normalize it either.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Regardless of how much you love your mom, like, it doesn't have anything to do with like how great of a person she is or anything like that. Like, it's just she's repeatedly shown that she's doing something that makes you really uncomfortable, and there it's like a visceral innate reaction that she has that like needs to be dealt with before she can stop doing it.
Yeah,
my mind is blown.
Yeah, I mean, she would love the idea, because, like, my mom loves therapy. She's like, yeah, so...
Does she go to therapy?
She used to. Okay, not anymore,
yeah, bring it up.
She, I think she went to therapy with my dad and my sister. She talked to me about that one.
So did that help?
Well, I think so, because she's in good terms with my sister now. She doesn't really, I don't know exactly what happened. I know that, like, there wasn't anyone else involved because my sister's mom passed away before my dad and my mom. But, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, because the reason why I didn't really want to talk, because I don't want to just randomly bring this up, because it hasn't happened in so long.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anybody else.
But it's still something. Yeah. But well, it's still something you have, that you're still dealing with, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're recognizing that the reason why it hasn't happened in so long is only because you haven't seen people. Yeah. It's not that she's changed her behavior. And that can be hard. I've been there where it's like, you don't want to bring something up because you're like, oh, but things are really good right now. And like, this isn't happening. And like, I don't want to like have this start happening again, but it will inevitably happen again. And like getting ahead of it. And I honestly think addressing these issues, especially when it comes to therapy, when it's not actively happening, is the best way to do it, because it's how you get the most progress done and the most shit done. Like when you're so upset and like angry and anything, like we have to guard our own feelings and our emotions. Like the same way, like when you're crying in the bathroom, like you're like, I can't talk about, like, I'm going to call my best friend who's not here, but like, I can't have a conversation with anybody who's here about this, which is like a completely normal reaction. And so if you guys can be like stepping away from the situation with clarity, looking back on this and talking about it, like I think that it will be so much more productive. And I think it's great if your mom like loves therapy. I think, like you said, like you think she'll be like very okay with this. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's consciously doing, I don't think she recognizes what she's doing, why she's doing it, and how it's affecting you. And that's something that like she can change, like that behavior can completely change. And I think knowing more information would be helpful, because about like the situation, like learning all of this kind of stuff, because sometimes parents try, there's like a fine line. Parents really try and protect us and they don't tell us anything, or parents overshare and tell us way too much. And like, that's not, as a kid, you shouldn't be like carrying the weight of that. But there is an in-between where when something is affecting you, you have every single right to know why and how it's come about and like the origin of it. So then you don't internalize it and put it on you and put the blame on you. Not that you are or that you should at all, but like, that's what that information does. Mm-hmm. Like that information goes, oh, okay, this is something that's completely unrelated to me and isn't anything that I'm doing. So me going above and beyond to try and like overcompensate and prepare for her reaction, there's nothing I can fucking do. Like that's a liberating fucking feeling when you get to that point. And mm-hmm. I'm going to want an update after you guys go to therapy, because I am.
Or even after you have the conversation with her about going to therapy.
I know, but this is on me, though. I run away from confrontations like it's the fucking flip. Like I turn around the pot. I can't like address something, even if I'm like, OK, let's talk. And then like, well, you know, and then I start laughing and I'm like, you know what? Never mind.
Would you write her an email or like a letter or text? Like, could you put it in writing? And like, I'm one to overcompensate for that kind of stuff where it's like, I feel really awkward asking about this because this hasn't come up in so long. And you know that I hate confrontation. So like, I just would love if we could go to therapy to like discuss this. And if you just like, will you just reply yes if you want to? And then let's not talk about it until we go to therapy. I mean, you can allot for that. You don't have to like have this, like, you can be unconfrontational in a confrontation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like send her an email.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
So
and
either.
Like, and letting her know that, like, hey, I don't feel necessarily comfortable talking about this until we go to therapy. Like, let's just keep it on this email and then we'll talk about it once we get there. And I think she'd respect that because, I mean, she's been in therapy before. And if she's been in therapy, especially if she's been in therapy with your brother, I mean, your dad and your sister.
Sister.
Mm-hmm. A huge part of therapy is like, a lot of therapists, our couple therapist has always suggested like table things that you want to talk about that's like couple related till you're in therapy. Like this is the place to do it. You don't have to have these extra like on your own sessions, like talking before and after, like you can table it until then. So I think she probably, I would assume a therapist has already gone over that kind of stuff with her. So she'd be pretty used to that of like saving those conversations to be moderated by a therapist. Wow. This took so many turns.
It did. But thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Of course. I had a crazy year, but at least I can share it.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, watching, joining us here as we have changed, I'm sure, the hearts and minds of so many people. If you want to call in for an upcoming episode, you can leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can send us an audio message at meganpodcast@gmail.com. Like we said at the start of the episode, keep it under 3 minutes. Write it down. Practice. You got to be 18 or over or have your parents' permission to call in. And
please don't message us asking for advice. That's what the show's for. There are no other avenues for us to give advice.
Just the show. Mm-hmm. And if you're uncomfortable with your real voice, use a voice changer app. People have done it all the time. Yeah. Or not. And then if someone asks if it's you, just lie.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a good lol fib. Sometimes there are. But yeah, in this case, hey, it's fine. It's cool. Just own it. Our Facebook group, we have linked down below. Friendly reminder, please read all of the questions and answer all of the questions when you are trying to join the Facebook group. And you don't get points for making us laugh.
No, be yourself. If so, you're trying to make us laugh, it's just going to make us cringe.
It does. So I would rather you answer. Like, we don't know you guys as well as you all know us. So when you answer something that's like kind of like it sounds like I'm making a joke and being funny. I don't know that you're making a joke. I mean, I'm assuming that it's a joke, but we do our due diligence with accepting people into the group. So I'm not asking you to be the most earnest person in the entire world, but
just be truthful to answer the questions. Yeah.
It's not like a platform to like showcase. It's not improv or open mic. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for honest answers.
SNL packet.
No, I'm good. Thank you though. And please read all of them because I mean, we'll say it here because it has literally nothing to do with helping you get in. But it is required to have public socials linked. One, great. Multiple, fantastic. And you need those to get in. And that's just like point blank. If you send me your hairstylist account, that does not count, nor does your dog's Instagram, nor does a baby's. That does not count. Or just, this is us making sure that you're real people, mm-hmm. You know? So yeah, join our Patreon, support the show. Anything else?
Nah.
Follow us.
By the next time that you guys see us, we'll have a new president. maybe the current one while we're recording it has been taken out.
Yeah, someone might be like interim for a little bit. Yeah. Mine's going to pop on over to Biden. Wow. Who had this on their 2021 bingo card?
No one.
I had it on my 2020. Well, I had it on my 2020.
I thought it was going to happen during the election.
Too.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to happen like November, maybe December. Mm-hmm. But like I did. But I was naive.
Yeah. If we were paying more attention, then we would have known because they talked about it everywhere.
Well, it does make sense now because, you know, all of those fucking comments on my Instagram that was like, you'll see on December 6th.
January 6th.
January 6th. Just wait until then. And everybody's like counting down the days. And I'm like, okay, I'll loop back then. And now I'm like, holy shit, looping back. Fuck you. Holy fuck, fuck you. I'm going to start Venmo requesting them all again.
Did you ever get any money?
No, but I did find them on Venmo.
Just so they know that you know.
Yeah, it has been very helpful. I've had a lot of people who've like just slid into the DMs going, hey, by the way, found their Venmo. And I'm like, thank you. Doing the Lord's work. Thank you.
All right. Well.
Well.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Don't Blame Me is a production by me. Executive produced by Melissa DeMonts. Edited by Katrina Henning, and music by Ryan Hunter and Giacomo Picasso.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.